This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba to leave for Scotland on Friday to attend United Nations Climate Change Conference. Chairman of CPN Unified Socialist Madhu Kumar Nepal says no discussion regarding impeachment against Chief Justice Cholinder Shamsher Rana and China limits construction of super high-rise buildings. Now the news in detail. A high-level delegation led by Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba is scheduled to leave for Glasgow, Scotland on Friday to attend the United Nations Climate Change Conference. The 26th meeting of the Conference of the Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is taking place from 31st of October to 12th of November in Glasgow, Scotland of the United Kingdom. The Nepali delegation comprises the Minister for Forest and Environment, Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, and the secretaries of various ministries among the government officials. A 24-member delegation headed by Spanish speaker Blanca Martin Delgado has arrived in Kathmandu today at the invitation of Speaker of Bagmati Province, Sanu Kumar Shrestha. Speaker Shrestha, along with Province Assembly Secretary and high-placed officials of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, had received the delegation at the Tribhuvan International Airport. Bagmati Province Assembly Secretary Krishna Hari Kharka informed in a six-day Nepal visit, the Spanish delegation would hold meetings with different distinguished personalities and also observed several religious sites. According to him, the delegation would attend the programs to be organized in Patan Darbar Square, Bhaktapur Darbar Square and Lumbini, observe Swayambhunath and illuminate butter lamps in Buddha Monastery. The visiting team would also call on National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha and former Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli and Pushpakamal Dahal. As per the schedule, the delegation would also hold meetings with Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Kharka and Minister for Education Devendra Paudel. The Spanish delegation is set to return home on 2nd of November. Chairman of the CPN Unified Socialist and former Prime Minister Madhu Kumar Nepal has said that there has been no discussion so far regarding impeachment against Chief Justice Cholinder Shamsher Rana. At a press conference organized by the Socialist Press Organization Nepal, Kailali at Dhangari Airport today, Chairman Nepal clarified that he had not entered into the issue of impeachment of the Chief Justice. He said that there should be no interference in the affairs of the independent judiciary of the country. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Krishna Kumar Shrestha, who is currently in Dubai to attend the 6th ministerial level Abu Dhabi dialogue, had a meeting with UAE's Minister for Human Resources Dr. Abdul Rahman Abdul Manan Al Awar on Wednesday. On the occasion, Minister Shrestha discussed with the UAE Minister on the matters related to welfare and social security of Nepali workers in UAE. According to Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, the two ministers discussed on organising Nepal-UAE bilateral meeting, conducting skill-based training targeted Nepali workers bound to UAE, sending competent and technical human resources including doctors, nurses, engineers to UAE and expanding plan of the social security. The Nepali Congress has modified the date of the party's 14th General Convention and proposed a new schedule to be held from 13th to 15th of November. Committee Coordinator Mahadev Prasad Yadav said a meeting of the party's Central Election Committee held on Wednesday fixed a schedule of the remaining convention along with the new date of the convention. The Standing Committee meeting of the CPN-UML is taking place today at the Tulsidas Memorial Foundation in Lalitpur. According to UML Office Secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang, the meeting will review the recently concluded ward convention and municipal convention and discuss the criteria and schedule for the selection of a general convention delegates. Minister for Urban Development Ram Kumari Jhakri has been admitted to the Bir Hospital. Her aide said she was suffering fever from Monday and was diagnosed with pneumonia during a medical test on Wednesday. Tamang said that Minister Jhakri is receiving treatment at the hospital and her health is improving. One person has died and another is missing in a boat accident on the Mahakali River. Police spokesperson Inspector Darshan Khadka said the deceased has been identified as Meena South of Sivnath Municipality 1. Similarly, Sandeep South of Sivnath 1 has gone missing. A boat carrying 10 people met with an accident at Sivnath 1 Khanghat on the Mahakali River on Wednesday evening. Police say the search for the missing is underway. Nepal Police and Armed Police Force have been mobilized for the search. Electric microbuses have been imported by Nepal's northern border checkpoint Raswagadi. A total of 22 microbuses were imported on Wednesday evening. Information officer of the Raswa Customs Office, Narendra Prasad Chowdhury, said that the vehicles are being imported from China, Delhi, and the microbus imported immediately after the same. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. China has restricted smaller cities in the country from building super high-rise buildings as part of a larger bid to crack down on vanity projects. Cities with populations of less than 3 million people will be restricted from building skyscrapers taller than 150 meters. Those with populations larger than that will be restricted from buildings taller than 250 meters. There is already an existing ban on buildings taller than 500 meters. Police in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh have arrested three Kashmiri students for allegedly celebrating Pakistan's win over India in Sunday's T20 World Cup cricket game. Police said they shouted anti-India and pro-Pakistan slogans during the match and were charged with promoting enmity and cyber terrorism. The arrests in the city of Agra are the latest in the crackdown against Muslims for allegedly cheering Pakistani team. Pakistan defeated India by 10 wickets. Relations between the South Asian neighbors have always been frosty and a cricket match often worsens these tensions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva to leave for Scotland on Friday to attend United Nations Climate Change Conference. Chairman of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal says no discussion regarding impeachment against Chief Justice Cholina Samsar Rana and China limits construction of super high rise buildings. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.